Our New Testament scripture reading today comes from John 14, verses 8 through 17, and then verses 25 through 27. It can be found on page 983 in your pew Bibles. Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you." And then on to verse 25. "I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." This is the word of the Lord. Many of us may have had times throughout our lives when we have needed comfort, counsel, or guidance from others in our lives. We may have also had times where we've had to step in on the behalf of someone else and give them some sort of comfort or guidance. In other words, we may have all had times when we have needed or have been an advocate. In our world today, there are many ways in which we can be an advocate. Some people even have jobs in which they step in and plead the case or cause of another or offer counsel to other people. There may be someone who looks out for someone else's best interests or just may offer comfort to someone else. Social workers, for instance, may offer counsel to families who are looking to adopt or just to someone who's going through a difficult time. They may also advocate for someone who is in foster care. One time when my mom was in the hospital, we actually had a patient advocate stop by our room to make sure that we had received everything that we needed during our stay there. A lawyer may advocate for their client or counsel their client, oftentimes in a court of law. Nowadays, we can even volunteer and be an advocate for anything from animals to historic places. So what does this mean? And what does this have to do with today's scripture? Well, in today's scripture, we learn that the disciples had someone who united them and connected them to Christ and to each other, and who worked around them in numerous ways. It was someone who loved them, counseled them, taught them, and advocated for them. And we learn about this advocate in the scripture that we had read. First, a little bit of background. In this passage, we see that Jesus is talking to his disciples. Now, they're in the midst of celebrating Passover, and Judas has already left to betray Jesus. The disciples don't know that Jesus will soon be taken away from them, tried, and crucified. They really have no idea about what is going to happen. But Jesus, knowing what is coming and seeking to comfort and prepare his disciples for what they will endure in the future, talks to them in this passage. Now, at the beginning of what we read, we hear Philip say to Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus responds, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me?" Now Jesus goes on to repeat that phrase a couple times in the next verses. "I am in the Father, and the Father is in me." Now this is very important, because here Jesus is establishing his likeness and his connection with God. He is fully in God, and God is fully in him. Through Jesus, God has finally been unveiled, and the disciples have seen the Father because they have seen the Son. Jesus is also showing that his authority is being proven through the works that he has done. The miracles that he has performed, all of the works he has done, are all of God. So Christ is establishing his connection with God as well as his authority. Now, when Jesus gets done saying these things, he moves on to another important point that he is trying to make to his disciples. He tells his disciples that he will send them another advocate, one to be with them forever. Now, there are a couple of important words that I want to point out here in that section. The first one, believe it or not, is the word another. By saying this, Jesus is saying that he is already an advocate for the disciples. He is promising to send another one now after he has risen and ascended into heaven. Christ knows he will soon be leaving, and he knows what his disciples are going to endure in the time to come. So he will send another advocate who will unite him to his believers and continue on what he has done. By saying another, Jesus is once again implying that this other advocate will be equal to himself. He will not be above or below, but will be the same. The other word I want to point out is, of course, the word advocate. Now, the Greek word can have several different translations to it, and different translations of the Bible will translate it using different words. Some other translations that I looked at use the words comforter or counselor. But the way that the word is used in all of these, it implies someone who will step in on the behalf of someone else, who will offer comfort and counsel, and it implies someone who will be with them forever. So just who is this advocate that Jesus has been talking about? Well, we learn in verse 17, he calls it the Spirit of Truth, and in verse 26, he refers to him as the Holy Spirit. Jesus promises to send the Holy Spirit to the disciples once he is gone from them. He will be their comfort, their counselor, and their advocate forever. The Holy Spirit will know their needs. He will abide in them and will always be with them. The Holy Spirit will unite them to Christ, will teach them, and will remind them of everything that Jesus has taught them. But Jesus also tells us that the world will not recognize the Holy Spirit that he is sending. Why? Because the world does not take counsel or comfort from God. The Holy Spirit, in all that it teaches, goes against the wisdom of this world and will not make sense to what the world will often teach and believe. The world will take counsel and comfort from things on this earth, from belongings, objects, things that will hold no lasting comfort. But the Holy Spirit will give a lasting comfort and counsel. The Holy Spirit will unite them and connect them to each other and to their Savior. And it will be present always to teach them and to counsel them. What Jesus said to his disciples in this passage is as true today as it was then. Christ died, Christ rose again, and Christ ascended into heaven. And he has given us the Holy Spirit so that we too might be united to him. We are given the same guidance, the same comfort that Christ promised to his disciples. We too have a relationship with Christ and with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells in us forever and works in and around us in ways that we may not even understand and in ways that may not always make sense. However, the world today still does not recognize the Holy Spirit. We still take comfort and counsel from things on this earth. What the Holy Spirit tells and teaches us goes against what the world tells and teaches us. What we are taught by the Holy Spirit often seems foolish. And we know, though, that the Holy Spirit advocates for us, even if we do not understand it. One of my best friends is actually a social worker, but the job that she does is a little bit different, I think, than what we usually think of when we think of a social worker. You see, my best friend is a social worker for refugees who come into the United States from all over the world. She's worked with people from Iraq, Afghanistan, and countries from all over Africa. When these people get off the plane, she's the first person that they meet when they come into the United States. She's there at the airport waiting for them. It is her job to find them a home, make sure they have food in the pantry, make sure they have shampoo to wash their hair with. It's also her job to make sure that they have all the documents that they need here to stay in the United States. She sits with them for hours in different offices, making sure that they get everything that they need. Now, the things that she does do not always make sense to some of the refugees. Her reasonings why she does things when she does them, or even the things that she does in general. A lot of things just seem foreign to them and just often do not make sense. But they know that they have to trust her, even though what she's doing does not always make sense, because they know that she will advocate for them, just as we as Christians have a promise from Christ that the Holy Spirit will always advocate for us, even when it doesn't always make sense. I know, too, that there have been many times when we do not seek comfort and counsel from God, and this has been very true for me. However, even that means that he doesn't stop giving it. When we accept Christ's salvation, we are given the promise that we will receive the Holy Spirit, and with that, we will have eternal comfort. Though the storms may rage, and they will rage, we will have someone to give us comfort and shelter through the storm. What Christ has given us is eternal. In verse 27, Christ tells us that he does not give to us as the world gives, because what he gives us is eternal, and he offers us his everlasting peace. God has shown us his love for us by sending his Son to die on our behalf. We receive lasting salvation through Jesus Christ and have been given the Holy Spirit to abide in us forever and to unite us to Christ. But we too need to remember that we are also called to show our love for Christ. Jesus tells us in this passage that we can show our love by following his commandments. We should not just turn to him in times of trouble or when things get bad. We should always come to him and seek counsel and comfort. When we do this, we know that we will be given both because we have been given the Holy Spirit. And just as we have an advocate, we must also ask ourselves how we then can be advocates for others. We are called to live in the image of Christ. And as Christians, we have been given the gift of salvation and redemption. We have been blessed with a constant advocate and teacher. We are called, therefore, not to keep this good news to ourselves, but to reach out to others through our words and through our actions. Do we do so by creating space for compassion and for showing compassion to others? Can we advocate to make room for trust and generosity? There are many ways in which we can be advocates and many people that we can be an advocate for. The Holy Spirit has reached out and become one for us. So can we do the same for others? We have received peace and we have received love and comfort. We have received a counselor and an advocate, and all of these things will not fade away, for they are eternal. Though the things of this world may fade, our peace and our comfort from Christ will not. He has already stepped in on our behalf and saved us from our sin, and he continues to intercede on our behalf and counsel us through the work of the Holy Spirit. And so walk away today, knowing that you are never alone, for the Holy Spirit abides in you. The Holy Spirit unites us to Christ, guides us, teaches us, counsels us, and comforts us. We have an advocate. Will you pray with me, please?